So, unfortunately, time pressures are weighing heavily. What I've got coming up for you now are some selections from last Monday's Coalition on Homelessness meeting at Loudoun Nelson, you know, the place where they've locked the bathrooms to non-residents. Well, actually, it's just anybody who's not using a program can no longer use the community bathroom. But that doesn't stop some folks from using the Loudoun Nelson Center. Actually, ACLU has relocated away from there to the Resource Center for Nonviolence and other places. In any case, didn't stop me from attending this meeting of the Coalition on Homelessness where I was invited to speak. You're not going to hear me speak about it, what I wanted. Essentially, you hear me talking about it on the air, what I intended to and did indeed speak on to some extent in the relatively small amount of time I was allowed. Brent tends to take up most of his meetings with his own description of programs that he has, not that the programs are bad, but he has a very, very particular bent, and he sometimes has little patience with those with other perspectives, although I think he's getting better. In any case, he had speaking for at length Drew Glover, who was the next day to watch his program be crunched into a delayed 2 weeks, and his proposal to at least clearly delay the Ross campground stopped by one of his so-called allies, and that was kind of really kind of a shock. And that was Councilmember Cummings who did that. And we're still trying to find out, as I said before, what his actual position is, whether he has said the resolution looks like it's the beginning of a shutdown. I haven't heard that they're actually putting up physical notices out there, but that the resolution authorizes them to do this, perhaps because they want to make sure people don't claim tenancy or the right to stay for another month while they shovel people away and bulldoze the camps and then claim they have adequate shelter, but don't. Anyway, Drew talked for a period of time. You're going to hear that. And then you get to hear John Shoewalter of the Association of Faith Communities. I hope I have his name right. Somewhat upset by my question or my comment that his program has only housed 20 people or sheltered 20 people starting in 2020 and hasn't significantly expanded since then as far as that goes. Although they did make an earnest effort to open a car campground. I give a presentation at the end, and I may play more of this on Sunday. Then you're going to be hearing Alicia Kuhl's analysis of what happened at the council meeting and what she sees coming up. She's a person in her RV who you've heard on this show before. And I had planned to have Keith McHenry talk, too, because he is intending to possibly respond to the need to have an immediate shelter set up in one of the parking garages, and that idea will be further explored at his meals coming up this Saturday and Sunday, 4 to 6, in front of the post office. And unfortunately, that will be probably delayed until the Sunday show to talk more about that, but you can go to either of those meals and actually talk to folks directly there. Plus, you can go to the Poor People's Town Hall happening now, again, 6 to 8, out at 1740 17th Avenue, and chat with Alicia Kuhl, and possibly Drew Glover is going to be out there. So thank you for listening. That's all you're going to hear from me other than these recorded interviews tonight. My apologies, but I've got time problems. Try to go out on a little music here if I can.
Action. Robert must be...
Lack of bail...
Tired. I am the wife of a black man, the mother of a young black man, and the daughter and sister of a black man. And I'm
tired
of the injustice going on.
Tired,
worrying when my son lay gone. Oh, wondering what's going on.
Tired
of seeing a black man
That was a Black Lives Matter song, Tired, from Lenasa Live, Lady Harmony. And there'll be more on Sunday. Thanks for being with me on this edition of Bathrop Spears Broadsides. Now come a couple of interviews that are long, but I hope interesting. Hope to talk to you again. Give a call at 423-4833 if you'd like to be a part of dealing with the civil rights issues that you hear discussed here on this show.